Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Sunrise, sunset, swiftly go the years. And we lose things along the way.
Sure.
Jobs, friends, family, things we spend a lot of time with.
Things drop off.
And when you spend a ton of time with something, parting with that thing can be hard.
Yeah.
Even though this culture is not what it used to be, letting one of these go can be more difficult than you imagine.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like I'm having this conversation with the worst person possible.
Kimmy?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's time for a new car.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
What?
Bro, you've been driving that thing, God, since you started on a show.
No, 10 years ago, yeah. Well, it's a little, okay. Look, I love my Honda Pilot.
But
love.
It was making noises.
It was not making noises. I just needed a break. It was a little brake thing.
Just
I
a few things.
Fixed. Okay.
Just a few major things.
Yeah. Look,
I mean, you drove that thing everywhere.
I did. I've had that car for 10 years. You always bust my balls about it.
And you got the money now. You're still driving like you're some busted ass comedian.
The car is great. My Honda Pilot is wonderful.
I get it. But, you know, they're also in business of selling cars.
Yeah, I understood. So
come down to Hyde, buy one car, and we'll never see you again.
Well,
thank you.
Well, look, they're making money on the service. And that's the goal of buying a car, is to keep it for as long as you can, except for you, because you're trying to flash everywhere. Look, now that it's been a decade, so I took it in for some routine service this week, and before I did, my wife had brought up the idea of like maybe looking into
stepping
up,
man.
And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I love my car. And then while I was at IDE, while they were doing service, I started looking at the new Pilots, and they are
some of the new ones have radios.
They're super nice.
That seat moved by itself.
They are super nice. So I talked to the service guys. But they're like, how much do you use the car? And I told them how much I'm traveling. And they're like, yeah, you know, we could take care of this, no problem. But, you know, we have this over here, my daughter's hockey, all that stuff. Mm. In the end, I made the decision.
Look at this.
I am getting a new Honda Pilot. And it's exciting. And I pick it up tomorrow morning. By the way, shout out to Brad over at IDE for getting that car all taken care of, right? By the way, easiest transaction of my life if you ever go to the iFamily dealerships. But as excited as I am for this new Pilot tomorrow morning, I got to be honest.
What's that?
I'm really sad.
About what?
I've had that Pilot for most of my daughter's life.
Yeah.
They grew up in that car.
Yeah, a lot of memories.
We've taken an unbelievable amount of family trips. Yeah. We've gone all over the East Coast for hockey tournaments, the Midwest. Like, outside of sleeping, with driving my kids around, I bet I've spent more time in that Honda Pilot than I have in the actual home I am living in right now. And as fun as it's going to be to have a new car, I think I'm going to miss it. Like, I'm emotionally attached to that car.
I think there's a way of working around it.
What's that?
What I'm thinking is, get that new ride. It's going to be sweet. You're going to love it. Yeah. I mean, the technology, come on. The damn things damn near drive themselves. Hold on to the other ride.
Well, no. What am I going to hold on to
the other memories. And you can pass those memories on to your daughter. She could get her, fix the car.
Okay.
And then your daughter, when she turns 16... have her own car, and that would also alleviate you having a jockey all over Helen.
We've talked about this.
She's getting real close too.
Well, I got 2 full years, well, a year and a half.
No, but get it tuned up, get it looking sharp.
Yeah,
and then you put a battery tender on it when she turns. She can even learn take her practices in that car.
We've talked about this. I'm not giving my daughters a car. It's not going
to
happen.
You have to.
No, I don't, actually. Watch me not do it.
Why don't you let your daughters have a car?
I'm not going to hand a kid.
Yeah.
Everybody does it.
Nobody does it.
Pittsburgh, every kid got a car.
Yeah.
Makes your life easier, though.
It does. They're,
with all the activities she participates
no,
in.
No, it's the principle of the thing. I'm not giving my daughter a car. It is a principle.
Well, she'll catch a ride with her friend who got a car then.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes you any more comfortable.
Or a boy.
No, I'm trading my old Pilot in with this Pilot. That's how this works. It's how buying a car works, man.
Okay.
You think I got no trade-in money,
you
man?
You got it. Dr. Cash going around.
This man who pays nothing for a mortgage, you're going to tell me what I got,
There is part of me, though, to your point about being attached to that car. I do think that people do keep those vehicles. Like, they paint it as, oh, I'm going to save this for my child, you know, when they're ready, or I'm going to pass it on to them now.
That
but
Daddy
I think
Chinso.
That part of it is being attached to that car. Like, you don't want to get something new.
Man.
Because there have just been so many memories with this
Just to sit in a brand new, nice car.
Yeah.
And I had to smell an old-ass car.
You've never felt an attachment to a vehicle?
No.
Even that
Geo Metro, I lived in that thing. Man, when I finally got a decent, comfortable ride, the only way I can describe it, it was the difference between wrestling and dancing. Like, just, it was comfortable, it was smooth, it was safe, I had insurance again.
Okay, again, you're describing two completely different things, and you still should be attached to that Geo Metro. It took you all over the country.
It did, and it served a purpose. But I don't get, if I was you, I would be traded in every couple of years.
No. I know I love that Pilot.
Because I also hate car problems.
Okay. But I never really had problems with that.
No, but I mean, once you get to that point,
yeah.
I mean, every car, you're only going to get so much life.
No, understood, yeah.
And you pushed.
Yeah, I got it, yes. But that's why I think I'm so emotionally attached to this car, because, like, I did not realize how much this car meant to me until I was like,
time
yeah.
to give it up,
yeah,
cleaning
let's do,
it out.
Let's do the new thing. Well, I haven't cleaned it out yet. It's still at the dealership.
That's
I gotta go.
When it's going to get to
It's going to hit me hard on Saturday when I got to go get some of the stuff.
All right, I got a test.
Okay.
How attached you are to this car.
What?
What's the car's name?
I don't name cars because I'm.
Then you ain't that attached. Anybody that's attached to the car,
people name their cars War
Wagon, Old Betsy.
Shut up.
Everybody's got that name,
for
that, especially when you plopped your ass in there and grown roots for 8 years. You never name that car.
You don't have to give your car a name to care.
Then you ain't attached. You're not, man.
252.
You're just cheap.
252-WCMF, 252-9263.
I've been driving Buicks for 45 years, and a quality car for me.
No, but that's just
I mean, I love a good Skylark. Boy, she's a sturdy gal, quite sassy out on the freeway.
Oh, for God's sakes. How do you not have a soul?
I do have a soul.
No.
I'm not going to have a soul for something that ain't got no soul.
No, but, like, here's the thing, man.
Soul to soul, baby.
No, that's why you and the car should bond, because you have no souls together. Like, you don't attach yourself to anything, to jobs, to humans, to inanimate objects. Like, it blows my mind. How you are able to just cut loose everything and go co-hosts several who moved on to bigger, better things, much bigger, much better.
Is that because things move
coming?
On from him before he gets a chance to move on? From
I'm
them?
Afraid to get hurt.
Are you gonna chime in?
So
now?
I'm gonna push them away first.
I do find it weird you don't have one thing, like one thing that you felt like you had to keep, even though you had no use for it.
Like even shoes and clothes, which he holds very dear to himself.
Yeah.
Once they're out of fashion, just throw them away. Done.
Yeah.
Finish with them.
Yeah, I like to rotate all my clothes.
Is rotate like rotate? Are you rotating?
I like to rotate out of this goddamn conversation.
Please rotate. Rotate your ass home, why don't you? 252-WCMF.
Rotate your mouth.
I'm picking up my new Honda Pilot tomorrow. I'm very excited about this new Honda Pilot. Took my car in for service earlier this week, and they were like, ask me, like, how much travel are you going to do? And they're like, you know, it's 10 years old. We can take care of it. And my wife was like, you know, maybe it's a good idea to get a new one. So I pulled the trigger, and I was like, yeah. And then as, like, the days went on, as much as I'm still excited about this new car, I didn't realize how emotionally attached I was to this Pilot.
Yeah.
I think the kids have a lot to do with it.
Oh, my, I understand.
Oh, that. Do you understand having never had kids, you stupid-ass bitch?
But aren't you tired of the smell of that thing?
It smells like...
Bro. You used to smoke.
Oh, my God.
You've been full of gas since I've met you. Fat or thin, you rip ass.
I had to drive
So that thing
it
is
once.
Full of your ass.
So I had to drive this once when
Yeah,
Pat
yeah,
left,
I followed you home.
And you followed me. It looks exactly like his desk. Like, there is a
sticky
a
mess.
Layer of
It's a film.
A film. Like, he has made that car his.
Yes!
To the point where his bit. I don't even know what it is.
It's like DNA.
Your flakes are all over it.
For God's sakes! That's everyone's car.
Like, I'm driving it with, two fingers because I didn't want to touch the steering wheel.
It's a rolling has-been.
You jump in on this too, huh? Were you just taking shots at everybody?
No, I'm just saying, I get it. Like, you really put your all into that car.
Circular
flares. I will say this. If they can sell that car, they that's a salesman right there that can move that car.
You got to scrub that thing.
By the way, what a great salesman Tommy is. If they can sell that car, salesman right over there.
That's pretty good.
Why don't you rotate on down to Tommy at the I Family Dealerships. 252 WCMF. I did not realize how emotionally attached I was to this car that I'm getting rid of tomorrow. Tommy does not understand it in any way. Which is funny, too, because you claim to be this old school man. This was a thing for every guy back in the day when car culture actually mattered.
How about car? You never felt an attachment to, like, your first car, the car you learned to drive in and you probably used until it didn't go anymore? I think everybody has a little bit of attachment to
that
car.
I mean, a little bit, but I don't miss it. You know what I mean?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to a very emotional man himself.
Who's that?
Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Tommy says you've been full of gas since I met you. Every guy would wear that shirt, man. Put it in the rock shop.
Good call, Jeremy. Good call.
And as far as his co-host doing bigger and better things, have you heard the Bill cast? Oh, yeah. Sign me up. Come on. Listen, I don't get emotionally attached to really anything.
Really?
But God damn it, it's cars for whatever reason. I don't know why. I'm sad to see him go. I'm driving a 2014 Chevy. I'll drive that till the wheels fall off, you know, gas and sticky dashboard and whatever Tommy thinks is in it until it goes. Because let's be real. I honestly thought that you were still living in the old days that if you know, the dealership sponsored cars for you guys. And apparently that isn't the case.
Oh, no,
right?
No. I buy this car. This is my
that
car.
Walked out two co-hosts ago. Thank you, Frankenstein.
because I don't want to sound like an old man now, but Jesus, who can afford a car now? I
mean, taxes. The
taxes.
Don't even get me started about the water department.
And the gasoline.
And the gas and the inspection. Jesus, I am sounding like a miserable old man.
All right, but let me go back to something. I'm sorry. Let me go back to something you said a second ago, because you said you got that, the Chevy truck you're having to drive it till the wheels fall off. I think that's why this is hitting me so bad, because I think, Jeremy, have a vision in my head of like a proper Viking funeral where one day I would be driving.
Just bury it.
And the pilot was just going to shut down. Yeah. I was going to stand off to the side of the road, nod, and be like, it's time. And I feel like I'm not giving my pilot.
You didn't take her to the end.
Yes, exactly. Right? Like, she has to road trade out before there are new troops coming in.
See, it's catching on.
Everyone wants to rotate. I don't know. Because the worst thing is that you don't want your whole family in the car when it decides that's the day where, you know, it's going to jump off a building and doesn't want to be alive anymore, right?
Yeah, you're right.
This is the time to do it. This is the actual time to do it. So you can't I understand that... your...
Sorry.
What were you going to say?
Is it you can't use that car on a date night with your wife?
I do all the time.
No, you don't, because she's got a nice ride.
No, she does, but we'll take my car half the time.
I know how your wife dresses. High end.
Yeah.
She'd slide high end to Assmobile.
Assmobile? Shut up, you bitch.
She'd need a tetanus shot.
You know
shot.
What the problem with that little Italian sitting across from you is? Is that other
Jimmy's
than
only
a
half
couple years out of other than a couple years out of your whole entitled life where, you know, you were a failed comic. Everything was handed to you.
Amen, brother.
You need a car? Yeah, here you go. I want a boat? Sure. Let's drive it in the ocean. Yeah. It'll be great.
Yeah. Somebody's got to take it.
You have no reference points. I don't understand how you basically were broke for a few years of your life, and you're like, I don't really count that. You know, I don't remember those times. You're an idiot.
People with
you're
souls.
A balding, crappy idiot.
I'm sorry I talked over that, because we could have used that as a promo. Jeremy, great to talk to you, buddy. Thanks, bud. There goes Jeremy. Jeremy is the angriest person we know, and even he understands.
Well, here's the thing. He drives an old car because he can't afford a new car.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, by choice.
Okay.
But I guess if he fell into some money, he'd have a nice ride.
There are plenty of people that have rides or that can afford a new car, and they're going to run it into the ground because that's...
But they make it like a point of pride.
It is a point of pride. I don't need what I don't need.
That's right. This country is built on the foundation of pissing money away.
And we're nailing it,
not
man. Look
holding
around.
It on.
Look around. We're nailing
it. If everybody was you, the car industry would collapse.
Not like right now.
No, they're doing all right.
Yeah.
Globally, they're doing good.
Globally, they're doing pretty good,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, they're doing all right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm picking up my new Honda Pilot tomorrow. I took my car in for service. I love my Pilot. I've had it for 10 years. And they're going over it. And they're like, you know, we could do this.
They had to be
that.
Laughing their asses off.
No, bro, what are you talking about? Shut up. I'm getting mad. You're disrespecting my Pilot. But my wife suggested maybe it's time with all the traveling, with my daughter now playing, like, hardcore travel hockey.
Yeah, you're stretching it, man.
Yeah, but I'm not stretching nothing. Bro, that car.
You're like NASA in the 80s. You're going to take it too far, man. Keep running them shuttles up there.
Hey, Big Bird.
You ain't checking them O-rings.
Big Bird, you want to ride home? No, like that car just recently took me to Pittsburgh and back. It took me to Buffalo and back every Sunday for Bills games. Like I've literally, in the last 8 months, driven all over the Northeast with it. The car is solid. It's a good car.
How many miles?
Over 200,000.
Damn.
Is that a lot?
Yes.
It feels like it. Well, most, like always, if you drove,
I wonder how many times it's around the Earth. What's the Earth? Like you drove around the Earth, it's like 30,000 miles?
Like seven times. Seven times around the world. I don't know.
Like if I stood in the equator, just listen to you go around.
So you average about 20,000 miles a year.
Is that a lot?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Could you Google what the average American...
I think if you lease...
No, it's got to
like
be more than 20,000 a year.
No, well, 10 years, 200,000, yeah. 20,000 a year. She's right.
Carry the one. Yes.
She used a calculator, you idiot. And you're like, no, wait a minute. My brain is cartoon. I don't think 20,000 miles a year is all that much.
Well, I guess it's, you just owned it for so long. Most people don't hold on to a car for 8 years.
Average American driver puts around 13 to 14,000 miles on their car each year.
So it's you and Jeremy, like... holding on to your cars.
Okay. And by the way, average, that counts guys like you who just drive up to Wegmans for a mile and back.
Well, they say your car should never celebrate a birthday.
That's Gibby, can you Google what the average American, how many miles they drive per year? Thank you.
In America.
Yeah. In America.
In America.
Yeah. Thank you.
On American roads that are on foreign soil.
What?
Foreign soil.
Foreign soil.
Canadian roads don't count.
No, they do.
I was going to ask something else. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. Never mind. I'm losing my effing mind.
Your car's old. Get rid of it.
And it works perfectly fine. And here's the thing. I am taking solace in the fact that somebody is going to get that car, buy it used, and they're going to get a fantastic, great used car.
Oh, my God. They're going to get a great deal.
What do you mean they're going to get a great deal?
Because the sticker's going to be low on it.
Well, yeah, because it's...
Because you took the entire hit of that car.
What?
No, you're going to get a great price on that car.
Now I remember what I was asking, Kimmy. Can you Google how long the average American keeps their car for? Thank you.
I'm going to say 5 years.
Okay, I bet you it's
long. And that's stretching it.
I don't think my family, when I was growing up.
Well, your family don't count, man. We're not going to the poverty pot.
Like, let me put it this way. My dad had a 96 Dodge conversion van. Maroon with the curtains.
He converted it into junk.
Yeah, I mean, he did eventually. I bought that car from him in 2004.
Yeah.
And I drove it until like 2007.
Okay.
So, and he never took care of it.
Yeah, of course.
But that car was 11 years old.
All right.
What did you think it was?
Five.
What did you think of it?
I'm going to say seven.
12.6
years.
12 years.
12 years.
He keeps a car for 12.6 years.
How am I seeing all these new cars?
Idiots like you.
Says people are actually keeping their cars longer, holding onto their cars longer.
It makes sense. And by the way, they are, I mean, they're probably, I'm going to have every old guy in the world. They may be going longer because they're being built better.
Oh, it could be.
Right?
Could
compared
be.
To like the 70s and 80s when we had some issues.
Yeah.
Don't hit my bumper, I'll explode.
Give me a good K car.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
There are folks who jog to stay in shape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are folks who run 5Ks.
Oh, yeah.
Half marathons, 13 miles and change. Marathons, 26 miles and change.
You're Iron Man.
And then there are these guys.
Yep.
And we are going to tell you about a man who is either the hardest working human being that's ever existed
mm-hmm.
or the dumbest man on the planet.
So where is he going?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So people who run marathons are insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's brutal to put your body through 26.2 miles of running.
Is that healthy?
So there are things that go past that.
Okay.
Are you familiar with ultra marathons?
How far are you going?
So anywhere between 50 to 100 miles.
In one set.
In one shot. That is what is referred to as an ultra marathon.
Gotcha.
So that'd be
what
like
are the ones then where you stop every, like, it's like a multiple day thing.
Okay, so.
Is that not an ultra marathon?
I'm not entirely sure. Okay. You were going to ask.
So that'd be like running from Buffalo to Syracuse. Roughly.
Yeah, give or take a couple on 100, yeah. But, Kimmy, you brought up the ones where you stop.
Yeah, because I know like there are ones that span like a week or something like that.
So that's what we're going to talk about here. There is a what's called last man standing ultra marathon.
So you just go to everybody drops?
Yeah, essentially, yes. So it's for the 1% of the 1% of the running community. And one of the hardest last man standing ultra marathons is called the Dead Cow Gully Ultra Marathon.
Okay.
A man named Phil Gore set a new world record. Over 5 days, he ran 495.87 miles.
God damn.
To make himself the last man standing in this ultra marathon. Now, the way this works is you have 45 minutes, it looks like, to run 4 miles, 4.16 miles.
Okay.
Then you get 15 minutes to rest. If you can't run the 4 miles in the 45 minutes,
you get cut.
You're out.
Oh, so you got to sustain it.
You got it. So you have to continue to run 4.16 miles every 45 minutes
How
with a 15 minute
break.
How fast
is that going?
So let's see.
You're hauling ass.
Yeah, so a
4 miles
in an hour would be a 12 minute mile, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 60 minutes divided by 4, yeah.
So you're looking at probably
15.
A 9 minute mile then in 45 minutes, 4.16
miles. But you got to do that consistently.
He did it for 5 straight days.
That's insane.
He did it for 5 straight days. And, I mean, I can't figure out if I am impressed or this guy's the dumbest man in the history of the world.
Well, I mean, it is impressive that you can put your body through that, but I think he's going to pay a price.
Well,
because like you said, I mean, you're going to, the people participating in something like this are the, like, cream of the crop distance runners, right?
By the way, this guy's from Australia. He's an Australian distance runner. To tell you how in shape this guy is, his last loop, by the way, he had been running for 5 days.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
He had run over 490 miles. He finished the last loop in under 34 minutes. He had 45 minutes to do it, and he ran 4.16 miles after running for 5 days straight in under 34 minutes.
So you say straight. What kind of breaks is he getting?
We know he gets the 15-minute break. I don't know if they stop to sleep. They must, right?
They would have to.
They
you
must.
Yeah, you can't run for five days unless you're on coke.
I don't know, man. I mean,
and then the cops are following.
Maybe you get a few hours of sleep. You pick back up and keep going.
It says 5 days straight, but even if you're sleeping, your body is just got to
I would
wreck.
Almost think that hurts aching. More. Yeah.
If I run 3 miles, I can't run for 4 days.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So, by the way, 263 runners started this. So
and he finished it.
He finished it in 5 days. But it took 5 days to get rid of 262 of them.
But I bet you a lot of them drop out quick because they can't keep that pace up.
I don't know, man. Like, go ahead.
I was going to say, it would suck to be the guy in second place and running that far, going that far in this, and just coming up short.
Yeah.
That distance running just looks so brutal.
So another guy named Sam Harvey, you're right. The guy who came in second place also set a world record.
Yeah.
And he came in second place.
Ooh.
So,
man.
So he didn't actually set a world record.
No.
The guy ahead of him set a world record. He would have set a world record had he come in first place. Oh, that's got to suck, man.
Yes. Like, you make no money doing it. You don't make don't squat doing it.
I don't know, man. Like, maybe there is, like, endorsements in the ultra running world.
How much, though? I mean, I maybe it's big for that, but in the grand scheme of sports endorsements, it's got to be squat.
But here's the thing. Like, you know, you talk about LeBron James selling sneakers, Jordan, whatever, yeah. You know, Josh Allen selling whatever he does. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people play football, play basketball.
That's true. Yeah,
there
that's
are true. Tens of millions, maybe even hundreds of millions of runners yeah. across the world. So, like, those people are actually buying the product. Maybe this guy's name means something in all this right. world. I don't know.
I can think of one runner in my entire life.
Who?
His name, Jim Fix. He wrote the complete book of running, and then he dropped dead. True story. That's the only reason I remember the guy.
While running, by the way. Didn't he hit his head?
He died.
No, the joke is he died running. I thought he slipped and hit his head while he was running.
I know, but still, man, you wrote a book about running, and it killed you right after your book came out.
So he didn't even get to see if he got the movie of the week off.
Yes.
I'm trying. How far do you think you could run?
Now?
Like, yeah, let's say you had to run a mile, 2 miles every 45 minutes, and you got a 15-minute break. I'm going to, there is,
at my age,
there's $10,000 waiting for you.
I got a bad back.
If you can do it in 10 hours, would you try it?
How far I got to go?
2 miles every 45 minutes. You got to run it, though. You can't walk it. And you get a 15-minute break. You have to do it 10 times
yeah,
for 10
might
grand.
You be able to walk 2 miles in 45
okay,
minutes.
Okay, let's go 3 months. Tommy?
Get my steps in.
I don't. Okay. No, you're right. That's
a
22-minute mile.
It would be a pretty slow jog.
No, my back would give out. So my sciatic nerve would be shot.
My sciatic.
I got a bad sciatic. I got to take the pill. I got to take the back pill.
Okay, you're out. But
by the way, I got to take pills every 45 minutes.
So just take them while you're running. Like, they'll put them in the cup like you're running. And you're like, you're used to going, aw. Kimmy.
Yeah.
All right, let's say you had to run 3 miles every 45 minutes, 15-minute break, 10 hours. But there's 10 grand if you can do it. Would you try it?
I would try it. I think I'd max out after six. Because, you know, that 15-minute break would really throw me off because I would you'd come down from it and it would be so hard to start again after doing that twice.
I'm doing it over and over.
But yeah. You don't think that $10,000 would keep you, your body?
No, again,
I would try,
but I think, like, after two sets of that, knowing, like, I don't even know how much longer you'd have to go.
You'd
after
have
that.
Eight more hours.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think
running.
Seeing that in the so far in the distance, it'd be hard to motivate yourself.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.